Bless the Lord, all his host, his ministers that do his will. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Following the scripture reading by Miss Patsy Jones, a special in music will be brought to us by Pansy Harada, and then our message for the morning by Miss Suzanne Vann.
Today, our scripture lesson is taken from the 8th chapter of Romans, 26 through the 28th verses, then turning to 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, the 15th and 16th verses. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words. And he who searches the hearts of men knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. We know that in everything God works for good with those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. But I have made no use of any of these rights, nor am I writing this to secure any such provision. For I would rather die than have anyone deprive me of my ground for boasting. For if I preach the gospel, that gives me no ground for boasting, for necessity is laid upon me.
To take this opportunity to express my sincere gratitude for having the privilege to be a student here in the Southeastern Seminary. I appreciate more than I can express the joy I feel to experience the fellowship in this seminary family life. Through the missionaries to China, I'm so grateful to have become a second generation Christian. As I am standing here, it is the best witness to tell you that the gospel of Jesus Christ has been brought and proclaimed to that part of the world by many faithful missionaries of your country. We have seen the light of Jesus Christ shining in various places by many faithful missionaries. They left their home and brought the light to the people in the darkness. A hundredfold, 60-fold, or 30-fold of harvest from seeds have been brought forth by them. God is the Lord of all nations. How often I will ask myself a question. What does be a Christian mean to myself and to the people? It is a long story to tell why I dedicated my life to the Lord. As a matter of fact, each Christian would have a challenge of devoting himself or herself for life service. So it is my experience. I remember the days after I finished the college. The secular things had allured me to search money and fame. Upon these, I thought could build my happiness. I was completely selfish or ego-centered. I didn't think anything about others, nor had I had any idea of serving or giving. I cannot explain what kind of Christian I was, but I thought the reason to become a Christian was to have him serve me and help me to work out my plan. I thought a Christian should have a successful life on the earth. I never had thought of asking for his leadership or guidance. All I asked was, Father, help me to do this, or Father, help me to work on that. So praise to the Lord. He won't let me do that. He promised me to go on with my own plan just for the purpose of letting me know more from him. How often I was put in the wilderness with disappointment and suffering. I complained to the Lord and murmured because of his indifference. I fought and struggled with my own wisdom and knowledge, but all in vain. At the last moment, when I came to the end of the road, there was no other way to go but to ask him. He would show me what he had prepared for me. Human beings' knowledge never can be compared with the perfect will of the Lord. Through those bewildered years, I have been taught many a lesson. I began to understand what is meant by everything works for good for those who love him. I have learned what is meant by faith and trust. The more I have surrendered, the great blessings have I received. The more have I suffered, the more freedoms have I felt in him. As I call back those past years, there's much to say. I know I'm a tiny creature of unworthiness, but God has counted me precious in his sight. I have experienced the leading of his hand upon me through power of death. He is so precious and real to me. His words have given me hope and happiness and taught me to have new concept of people, to love them and serve them. The whole universe is created by the Lord. He is the creator, governor, judge, and redeemer. What should I do to acknowledge him during my days on the earth? It has been a profound conviction in my heart. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. Woe to me if I do not do my share in spreading the gospel.
May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face to shine upon us, that thy way may be known upon the earth, and thy saving power among all nations.